happening locally. The news.
And indeed, it is that time to take a look at some of the items in the local news here in the Republic of Panama. The trial of the new business case for alleged money laundering, in which there are 20 defendants and which was scheduled to begin on Monday, was suspended. This was confirmed by sources of the judicial branch. Now the trial will be held from May the 23rd to the 5th of June, which is the alternate reserve date. One of the defendants in this case is former President of the Republic, Ricardo Martinelli. As reported, the decision is due to the presentation of two new appeals by the defence. The first appeal that must be resolved is a challenge against Judge Baloisa Martinez of the Third Settlement Court for criminal cases. The other is an appeal against evidence that the judge would have denied to some defence attorneys. It must be remembered that this case stems from the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering through the new business company, which was used to purchase Editora Panama America S.A., presumably with public funds. A criminal complaint against the mayor of the Capira district, Jorge Ramos, for the possible commission of a crime against the public administration in the modality of different forms of embezzlement and possible corruption of public servants, was filed this Monday at the public ministry. The action was filed by the lawyer Neftali Hine as a result to the recent publications in the newspaper La Prensa and Midario on the 10th of April, which are entitled Deputy Yanabel Abrego Acquires More State Land for Pennies. Hine specifically referred to the images published in the journalistic report where heavy machinery of the Capira mayor's office can be seen inside a private finca, what could be considered as embezzlement of public funds. The complaint emphasized that public officials who have state assets under their custody cannot use them arbitrarily to benefit relatives or political associates, cousins or private farms, and make private roads to the detriment of the population. There is a piece of news called Noticia Criminis, where the machinery, duly identified as Municipality of Capira, is inside a private farm and not on a road adjacent to the areas of Caracarol in the village of Siri Grande in the district of Capira, he said. Hine insisted that no property of the communal boards and specifically of the municipality of Capira can be used to embezzle funds, man-hours, diesel, gasoline, operator, driver, to help relatives to make private roads for them. According to the investigation by La Prensa, cited by Hine, Abrego's latest acquisition is 18.4 titled hectares divided into two fincas, two farms, located in the mountainous area of the Siri Grande Corrimento in Capira, delivered to Abrego by the National Land Administration Authority on the 23rd of March at a cost of $120. That is less than 1 cent per square meter. La Prensa has recorded at least 66.5 hectares obtained by the deputy Abrego from Anati. Some have even been transferred to her companies. Vice President José Gabriel Carrizo, one of those who seeks to obtain the presidential candidacy of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD, in the primary elections that will be held on the 9th of June, gave a speech on Sunday in Changuinola in Bocas del Toro, where he threw comments aimed at his political adversaries, but not precisely at those of the PRD. Quote, "I have nothing in common with Ricardo Martinelli. He stole it, but he did it. That's cowardly. Subjugating a people is for cowards," he assured from a platform that he shared with his allies. For some, Carrizo used a single quip to hit at what be two of his opponents in the May 2024 elections, Ricardo Lombana, president of the Otro Camino movement, and Ricardo Martinelli, of course, former president of the Republic. Lombana was recently criticized for the controversial phrase, "We are both called Ricardo El Peto, and I think we both want the best for the country," words he used to refer to Martinelli, with whom he met at the signing of the Digital Ethics Pact at the headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral. The issue caused a storm in public opinion to the point last week that Lombana admitted that he had an episode in which he said a phrase that he should never have said. The Lombana campaign has not commented on Carrizo's words, but the person who did speak was Ricardo Martinelli's spokesman, Luis Eduardo Camacho. Gavi Carrizo is right. He has nothing in common with my brother Martinelli, who made his fortune working to build a business empire, he wrote on Twitter. While Raul Conte, a specialist in communication and political marketing, believes that the vice president brought out a narrative that seeks to create a common enemy outside the PRD. However, adds Conte, the figures that accompany him are just as questionable as the former president. Kidney failure patients protested on Monday on the premises of the Arnulfo Arias Madrid hospital complex. After 7 a.m, the demonstrators blocked the vehicular passage along the Transísmica highway that caused traffic congestion. At noon, the closure of the roads was maintained in its entirety at this point. The patients have shown their discontent with the public act carried out by the administration of the Social Security Fund for the hemodialysis service and supply of hemodialysis kits, as well as the design, construction and qualification of hemodialysis units according to technical specifications. Now, the tender, with a reference price of $180.8 million, is being evaluated by a commission after only one offer from the so-called renal consortium was received. We're fighting here in the streets for the repeal or suspension of the public bidding for $180 million for the construction, equipment and administration of new hemodialysis rooms, said Alejandro Alba, a kidney patient. We do not know the quality of the teams, and also we were not listened to, he said. As a result, this closure, MiBus announced that it was diverting the buses that offer the transport service on the Transísmica Highway and on Ricardo J. Alfaro Avenue. In Coclay, a protest was also developed for this same reason, and in this case, the patients were protesting in front of the Dr. Rafael Esteves Regional Hospital in Agua Dulce. Bolivar Martinez, spokesperson for the patients, insisted that more companies must compete in the act. Being a single company, then the process is not transparent, he claimed. He also complained about the lack of consultation with the beneficiaries of the tender. Patients deserve respect. This tender is to provide service to the 18 existing hemodialysis units, added to the 6 new units, which would total now 270 hemodialysis machines with the capacity to serve at least 3,000 patients per month. That's 800 more compared to the 2,200 that are currently receiving care. On this issue, the CSS has reported that the public procurement law was complied with to the letter in the bidding process. And to finish today, we have a little bit of an obituary, because his more than 30 years in Panama made him feel like one from our own backyard. This is Spanish chef Pedro Masoliver Borras, who passed away on Sunday in Barcelona in Spain following a cancer diagnosis. This was confirmed by his relatives through social networks. Pedro Masoliver, he led the restaurant Café Balear, founded in Panama City in 1992, and his professional career included positions as executive chef in different restaurants and hotels in the capital. He was recognized for being one of the main judges of the Top Chef Panama competition broadcast by Telemetro. He arrived in Panama in October of 1991, and in 2021 he shared a message of thanks to our country on his social media accounts for receiving him during those 3 decades. 30 years ago today, I left my hometown for this country that has welcomed me with affection and has given me everything I have, 3 beautiful children and a phenomenal wife, as well as an opportunity to work every day in what I like the most, the kitchen, he tweeted on the 4th of October of 2021. Quote, you fulfilled so many dreams, having a family, being a chef in your own restaurant, seeing your team and their history, meeting your favorite singers and artists and giving them a taste of your delicacies. You grew big an ocean away. You taught me that dreaming costs nothing and that dreams come true, read the statement shared by Maria Laura Masoliver, the chef's daughter. And that's it. There we go. That's our look at some of the local news here in the Republic of Panama, all compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.